Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord, when we first met the Holy Spirit, He was hovering over the void and desolate earth to bring life to it. Architecting how God was going to rejuvenate it. And the Lord said, let there be light. The Holy Spirit came to guide us into all truth, to bring healing to disaster. The life of God to those who are encumbered with death and destruction. The ways of the world don't work. And the Lord taught me that a long time ago. He said, the ways of the world don't work. The world system don't work. He continued to tell me that for a while. And I started looking into it. A lot of people don't realize that sin don't work. Now, it takes a long time to figure out that sin don't work. But like people that work at the office, they see nothing wrong with taking a pen or supplies. You know, small things lead to greater things. But sin won't work. And, you know, when you have the love of God in you, you want to do what's right. And I'm not saying live your life trying to critique every little thing you do. But just consider it. If it's right, do it. If it's not right, don't do it. And you, with the love of God, you're not going to want to. You're going to be concerned about how you portray God, how you portray yourself, how you represent the Lord. And you'll be known for whatever it is you do. It's impossible not to be known for what you actually do. And I don't, you know, to get rid of gray areas and keep down on confusion, I buy my own pens. That way it's, I don't have to be concerned about having it in my pocket and walking around. I'm just using that for a silly example. But when it gets to greater things, you know, you're keeping your word is very important. Keeping a tight, you know, my line of work, I have to keep my schedule. I try to keep it true. And I do my best. But things happen and people understand that. But when it comes to right and wrong, just choose to do the right thing. And the Lord will help you with it. Satan will try to make it difficult. People will try to make it difficult. People will actually do things to test you. So, to see if you really love God, they're curious. And I'm saying these things for a reason. People are very curious. And they want to know, are you sincere? And when you prove to be sincere, then they look at you a little deeper. They look at things in a greater way. You know, I come from a holiness church, and you get into a lot of legalism. And that's a frustrating way to live. That's a dead end road. It turns into salvation by works. And we're not saved because of what we do. We're saved because of Jesus washed our sins away with His blood. And we believe it. That's why we're going to heaven. And that's it. Now, I desire to do what's right because it's the right thing to do. That's called sincerity, integrity. That's having the character of God, the life of God in you. I desire that greatly, and it's very important. Because if you're going to go to battle with the enemy, you have to. You have to shut Satan down in your life. And you have to take authority over everything that he's doing. And you have to win. The Lord loves us and he cares about us in every capacity and every way. And the Holy Spirit is here to guide us in all truth. He has a plan. The will of God, well, the will of God is known. That's where our faith begins. I thank God for the preachers who taught these things, and they did a good job. So the Holy Spirit brings life to us, and he's patient with what we don't know. But he can guide you into what you need to know. And he'll even show you what you desire to know. In fact, if you desire to know something, ask, because that can be an asset to you learning greater things. There are no dumb questions, in my opinion. So follow God. Follow through with what he's saying. Because you're gonna learn things you couldn't learn any other way. The Lord loves us so much. And his return is soon. His return is gonna be a blessing to us. And I love the Lord. I won't say I can't wait, because there's so much to do until he does come. I got all the time ever, because I'm going to live forever. And I had to receive that concept. We're not limited with time. Time is on our side. We have time. Our God controls time. And the Lord is going to help us grow in every way we need to grow. And excuse the little noise I got. I got a bad catalytic converter on my truck, I just realized. But anyway, one day I'll be able to do these broadcasts without noise. I'm about to retire, so I'll be able to do these in a silent room, and it's going to be better. But while I'm working, I have to do it this way. The Lord loves his people. And he's always here watching over us to help us out, help us grow. And he always guides us to greater things. All we have to do is trust him and do it. Act on whatever it is he say. Believe him. And you'll see how wonderful it is to trust God and to know him. The Lord's return is upon us. I don't know what time we have left, but I know that just before you come, many people will be saved. God is going to do greater miracles. So this is the time to draw near to the Holy Spirit. Draw near to the Lord. Be receptive to all that the Holy Spirit has to say. Because we have loved ones that we care about. And the Lord has opened doors for me to talk to people more that normally wouldn't listen. I know his return is soon. And I want to use every opportunity I can have to help people see me. You're going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. This is a good thing to know. But there are people who don't know the Lord yet. And there are those who would love to know him. And I'm interested, highly interested in being useful to God so that people can see him. That's why the things that the enemy would throw against you and accuse you of, that's why you do things, you may have to go the extra mile sometimes. You know, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. People are watching. They don't have a relationship. They don't know God is good. They don't know God loves them. We learn evidential knowledge. The angels had evidential knowledge. We have peace. We have a reference. We have guidance by the Holy Ghost. we have his peace. And we even have joy. And people in the world don't have that. There's no reference to the kind of peace we walk in the world. There's no dictionary reference. They have to experience it like we did. They have to fall in love with God and believe on him, believe on Jesus Christ. And then they'll have peace. And then they'll know how wonderful it is. But until then, they're in the dark. Peace in the dictionary is kind of like when people are not at war with you. That's not the kind of peace I'm talking about. I'm talking about fellowship with the Lord. I asked him, what's your definition of peace? He said, fellowship. And when we're at peace with the Lord, we have fellowship with the love of God, the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God. That, my friend, is pure peace. When you decide to do something wise, you can sense that peace. When I have problems and I don't know how to solve them, and I don't know what to do, I ask the Lord how to handle it. And then one day I just decide I'm gonna learn this. And I sense the peace of God on my life. And joy too. I sense his peace and I sense his joy come on me. I still didn't know what to do. But I determined to learn what to do. I believed by faith that the Holy Spirit was going to teach me and cause me to understand and master whatever that situation was. And I've done it so many times, that's why I'm not calling out exactly what it was. I've done it so many times. And it was after 1988 when he taught me about business. I said, I'm going to learn this. And the peace of God came on. And also when I decided to follow him, I said, all of God's will in my heart. Then I said, I'm going to make it a step higher, a grade greater. I will do all that's in God's heart. See, I'm opening the door so that when he speak, I'll obey. And there won't be any lag time. You don't have to go through that struggle of should I do this or should I do that? Asking people their opinion. I don't want to go through that crap again. It's kind of like turbo lag. You know, being a mechanic, turbo lag is the moment of time before the boost can help the engine. And the way a turbo works, it takes the thrust of the exhaust to turn a fan that's connected to an intake fan that sucks air and forces it into the engine. So in order for the intake fan to spin fast, the exhaust has to spin fast. So when you hit the gas, you get more thrust from the exhaust and it has to build up and speed up the other fan, and it forces air into the intake for the engine to breathe, and then you get power. But there's a lag time. So the early turbos had that turbo lag. It worked, but you had that turbo lag. And they've done things to make it better now. You don't have turbo lag anymore. And a lot of mechanics that's fresh out of school won't know what it is. But older mechanics know what turbo lag is, and older drivers that know about turbos know what it is. But I wanted to reduce that period of time when the Lord speaks and then you react. I didn't want any more turbo lag, so to speak. So I started confessing with my mouth that I would do all that's in God's heart. And it's working. And then I wanted to get rid of interference. The last broadcast we talked about rejecting the world system. And the title God gave me on that link was Unmovable Commitment. See, in order to have unmovable commitment, you have to reject the world, reject darkness, reject the gray area of good and bad. Reject the things that's wrong. Reject. I'm not talking about legalism. I'm just talking about rejecting your interference. Reject your doubt. Reject your fear. Learn to live without it. You can. Learn to live without lust. You can. All you have to do is increase your love walk. Because perfect love casts out fear. Fear attaches to the world. See, if you think something's greater than you, it's hard to fight it. Don't ever see the world, the darkness of this world, as a huge obstacle. See it as a microbic obstacle that you can easily flush out of your life. Reject it. And don't use the thoughts of the world for anything. And don't look at it as being complicated. It's really not. Just do it. It's easy. Everything in the kingdom of God is easy to do. You just have to do it. And you just have to, and it's very easy when you ask the Lord to help you do it. Even before you learn the things you got to learn. Just begin to be faithful doing those things. It works. You'll enjoy it. It gets better. If things change, you're going to see things in a greater way. That's the only thing that's going to happen for you. You're going to see things in a much greater way. And you're going to enjoy it. The Lord's return is soon. We need to brace ourselves. We need to trim our lamps, make sure oil is in our lamps. We need to have faith in our hearts. The King is coming. And we need to prepare like never before to do all this in His heart. Because He cares for us and He loves us so much. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.